October 16th, Janelle Crump, Wilkin County Auditor Treasurer.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Not just mornings, busy mornings. Love the month of October. I get a lot of guests in here. I love that. 30 degrees, by the way, is what you're waking up to this morning. And clear sky. I've been talking about this for about a week now. Chocolate Day. Everybody's favorite day. It's coming up Thursday. Used book sale going on, too. Of course, I'm talking Leech Public Library. Melissa in-house to talk with us this morning in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
I don't see enough of you during the year, so I got to think of other ways to bribe you to come back in here and
there
tell
you
us.
Go. What Sometimes it's hard to get away. You know?
I know, and things are crazy busy for you over there. You've been moving books around, and this is kind of the biggie for you in the fall. Tell us about this. What's coming up on Thursday?
So we have our annual Chocolate Day and used book sale on Thursday from 12 to 5 p.m. Chocolate's only served on Thursday, but the book sale will continue Friday and Saturday as well.
Okay, so they got some time to go in there and check out the books.
And the book sale is a free will offering, so please come in, fill a bag, whatever you want to do. Give us what you feel the books are worth. We have a ton to choose from.
You know that because you've been moving them.
Yes, I have.
So tell me a little bit, Melissa. You know, Chocolate Day, typically, that's a big question. What comes in, you know, as far as chocolate treats?
Oh, well, we have chocolate cheesecakes. We have chocolate cakes. We have chocolate pies. This year, however, we've had some requests in the past to have desserts that are non-chocolate for people that can't have chocolate.
Absolutely.
So we will have a few non-chocolate desserts this year. And the price for the chocolate dessert and a coffee is $5. And we have not changed that price for many years.
Wow. The one thing in the world that hasn't increased with inflation is chocolate. Yeah, I love that. Do you have regulars that come back like year in and year out? They just show up and it's like, no, this is our day here at the library.
Yes, we do on both floors. The chocolate... Down below, I have a gentleman that comes in and looks for the same cake every year because it's the only time he really gets a piece of chocolate cake.
I love that.
And then on the top floor, I see regulars come up for the book sale. So it is kind of fun. The book sale is held on the upper floor, and the chocolate will be held on the lower floor.
Well, I got to put you on the spot now. What's your favorite chocolate item?
Oh, anything turtle.
Yes. Yes. Good
turtle.
Answer.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Because the desserts are homemade, usually they'll come in homemade, a turtle cheesecake.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're making me hungry.
Yeah, I know. I am too.
Good grief. Chocolate Day this Thursday and the used book sale too.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'll repeat that too. Used book sale is a free will donation, but people can come in and just browse?
Right. They sure can. We also have a note from the Friends. They've been working with this digitization of the newspapers project.
Oh, I wanted to ask you about that. Yeah.
Yeah. We're asking people, you know, they've been very fortunate to apply for grants and get grants to help this project along. And right now, we are complete through 1975 online, working on the next 3 years with the last grant that they received. This year, we're looking at maybe introducing a project that would come from the public itself.
Okay.
Looking to see if people might consider sponsoring a roll of microfilm to be digitized. We know that the cost of digitizing a roll is $150.
Okay.
Doesn't mean you have to give $150 to sponsor a roll. The Friends will take any donation to help toward the project. So,
what a great legacy, though.
Yeah. We're just sponsoring history.
Yeah.
You know, people of our generation, we love to look back at history.
Sure do.
And by digitizing it, anybody can access it from anywhere. If you've got a computer, you know our website, you can access and see what's online through those newspapers. And you can search by term. Say you wanted to look up Bill Dablo or KBMW. All you have to do is type in what you're looking for, and it will hit on those newspapers that
What a phenomenal resource to have right here at our local library.
It's fun. How do you think Janet gets a lot of her information?
She says that, too. She's bragging on you guys constantly.
Yeah, she does a great job.
Yeah. About finding that stuff for her Thursday review.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of good things going on over there at the library.
Yeah, we're busy.
They're lucky to have you,
Well, thank
Melissa,
you.
Definitely.
I think the community is lucky to have the library. Really.
Let's talk one more time. Chocolate Day.
Yes.
This Thursday, and that's going to run from noon to 5.
Noon to 5 is the chocolate serving.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's $5.
$5 per piece, yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And get you your chocolate and get you a beverage.
Right. And then there will also be takeout available.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
So if people want to call ahead and say, I need so many chocolate desserts, let us know. We can get them boxed up, and all they have to do is come in, take care of the funding, and then they can take them to go.
Hey, I got to ask, are you getting ready for the holidays, too? Things going on during the holidays?
Yeah, we'll be doing the sock tree again.
Awesome, awesome. You got to come in and talk to me about that.
Yes, I will.
Because I love seeing you walk in the door.
Yeah, thank
you. Melissa, thanks for stopping by. I'll let you get back to it, because I know you're very busy.
Well, thank you.
So thanks for stopping.
Yeah, nice visiting.
You bet. It's Melissa from the Leech Public Library Chocolate Day and the used book sale. It is this Thursday for Chocolate from noon until 5. That used book sale will be running right through Saturday, October 14th. All right, it's 8:15 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW, good morning.
Hi, this is Ward Cater with Vision for Lincoln and Wahpeton. From classic to today's country, news, weather, and sports, I listen to the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Coming, it feels just like we're always running.